Eureka musher Brent Sass has a six-hour lead. He also stands to win a little extra prize money. If he crosses the finish line in Fairbanks, Sass will win the Dawson Award, 4 ounces of gold valued at roughly $6,000.
Oh, the gold. Yeah, well, I'm not going to talk about it until I cross the finish line, because I had a little incident last year.
Last year, Sass was in the lead when he fell from his sled and suffered a concussion just over 100 miles from the finish line. So he knows anything can happen. The Alaska side of the trail is notoriously rough. He says it's been on his mind.
Oh, yeah, I've thought about it a lot. but got to see what the weather's going to be like. And I don't know, there's all kinds of stuff. But I stuck to a schedule this first half almost to a T. So I have a schedule planned out for the second half, and at the moment, that's what I'm going to stick to.
After teams arrive in Dawson, they head for a small camp. That's where Sass bedded down his team for their 24-hour layover. As he and handler Josh Horst removed ice-crusted coats and harnesses from dogs, Sass relayed a story about shin-deep overflow near Dawson.
Water,
uh-huh.
And it was just water everywhere.
Oh,
and, it's like, and they're all standing there looking at me like, now what do we do?
And all the time I'm looking over my shoulder going, they're going to catch me now. They're going to catch me.
Just like when they're going to catch me. Alan
Sass tossed his dog snacks while water warmed in a nearby cooker.
Want one of those?
He says despite sub-zero temperatures, most of his dogs are well hydrated and holding weight.
I mean, they've been eating like horses. It's great. They've been eating really, really good. So I'm stoked about that. That makes my life a heck of a lot easier.
Hours later, two-time defending champion Alan Moore pulled into the checkpoint.
Howdy.
He says he's right where he wants to be.
Well, the last 2 years I came in here second, so I like coming in here second.
Moore is in the hunt from here on out.
If I get close to Brent, then it'll be more of an advantage to me, I think. So we'll see.
His advantage is that he'll know where Sass is and how long he's resting. In the first half of the race, Moore also rested his dogs on the trail for a few more hours than Sass.
Our strategy is hopefully this will help at the end of the race because they didn't get pushed too hard. I added a lot more rest where it seems like everyone else is taking away and going longer runs.
I'm just hoping for a huge snowstorm and maybe slow them both down.
That's Hugh Neff. When his tired team arrived in Dawson, his handlers were waiting with chunks of raw chicken.
You got that food?
Coming into Dawson, Neff's dogs had the least amount of rest of any team running in the top 10. The Toke musher is driving mostly veterans with a few young dogs mixed in.
For me, it's just I don't like the way we're running right now, and I'm going to tweak it, obviously, to make it a more pleasurable journey. Basically, I've been running and kicking the whole time because half my team's not doing anything, and so I'm pretty wiped out.
Neff plans to drop his young dogs for the next half of the race. Even with experienced dogs, he says it's unlikely he'll make up time on the two teams ahead. He also has a warning for Brent Sass.
Alan Moore is Alan Moore, so he knows how to pick apart leads. I should know about that. So those guys are going to have fun going at it with each other.
According to a weather forecast, temperatures may finally warm to above zero. That could be a challenge for Brent Sass's large, thick-coated dogs. But there's also a little snow in the forecast, which might mean a challenge for Alan Moore's petite, short-legged team. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Dawson City.